good Wednesday morning, and welcome to another edition, a hump day edition of Analyze This here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX FM 93.1, with yours truly, Neville James. It's also a food fair edition, just, you know, I'm here on St. Thomas, you know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful day in paradise. You know, we've been getting, you know, some rain and all that stuff over the last, I'd say, like 10 to 14 days. It's been like that. You know, Virgin Islands is cucumber green at this juncture. But guess what? You know, it's carnival, baby. So it's all good. Anyway, we got a great show lined up today, right? We got some big shots from UVI joining us this morning. They actually should be on the line. I'll know from the UVA Emerging Scientist Program, Dr. Alice Stanford. So we're looking forward to talking with her in a little bit. And then we should have some bush tea at about 9:15, because we're going to call the weather service at 9 o'clock so they can let us know what to expect for Carnival Weekend, one of the biggest weekends on the calendar. And guess what? You know, it's May Day. You know, today's May 1st, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to a very special friend. What's up? You know, call on me. But I mean, we look at the game. You know what I mean? But happy birthday, Madam Mayday. And it's all good. So, yo, let's get right to it. I think we have the good doctor, Dr. Alice Stanford from the UVA Emerging Scientist Program on the line. Good morning, Dr. Stanford. Welcome to Analyze This. How are you? Not hearing Dr. Stanford. I don't know. We're working. We don't work on that. Okay, yeah, they're going to knock that out for me. Okay? But we should be hearing from Dr. Alice Stanford in a little bit. You know who it is, right? I work here. We got triangulation this morning. I'm in the same studio with him. With the engineers, I'm saying. So we're going to make that work. I'm confident about it. But like I said, it was a showery yesterday when I came over from St. Croix into last night. But this morning, it really is a gorgeous food fair morning. I'm hearing that some cruise ships should be joining us in the Crombie area. Dr. Stanford, if you're listening, Marisol, can you get them to call back? Because the call dropped. Okay? But like I was saying, the big cruise ship's supposed to be in port. And hopefully that could work out to make for an absolutely perfect food fair.
I wasn't able to merge with the radio station itself.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Dr. Stanford, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi, good morning. This is Dr. Verlene McSween from the University of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, what's the name? So I want to make sure I don't butcher it going forward.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Verlene McSween.
McLean.
McSween. M-C-S-W-E-E-N.
M-C-S-W-E-E. McSween?
Yeah, McSween.
Okay, there we go. Good morning, Dr. McSween. How are you?
Welcome. Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Dr. Stanford coming on, or just you alone this morning?
Oh, me and a couple students. However, we were unable to merge the call with the radio station. So what I'll do is I'll have each student call in individually that way.
Okay, well, see if they could call each other, right? And then call the other line. What line are you on? 07, which number did you dial?
I tried both 4555 and 0761.
Which one are you on now?
Merge each other. Right now, I'm on 0761.
Okay. Tell the students to merge their calls, right? And then call the other number, 718-4555.
Okay. All right. I'll try that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you could stay on line with me. I don't know if you could text them and let them know. Okay. Get them that directive that I just gave you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So, Dr. McSween, welcome to Analyze This.
Oh, thank you.
You're in St. Thomas or St. Croix?
I'm based on the St. Croix campus.
That is St. Croix campus. Okay, good thing I asked it. I didn't want to assume that you've been on St. Thomas for actual carnival. Tell us about yourself and how you you know, worked your way into the UVI fold.
So basically, I'm actually originally from the Virgin Islands. I'm from St. Croix. And I started off at the 70 Adventist School on St. Croix, and then I went to the University of the Virgin Islands, and I did a Bachelor's of Science in Biology. And then nice. The program that I'll talk about today, I also participated in that program as an undergraduate. And then once I finished up there, I went to the University of Chicago for a post-baccalaureate program. And then from there, I went to Indiana University to do a PhD in vision science with a minor in neurobiology. So when I was finished there, then I came back to the Virgin Islands to work and teach and do research at the University of the Virgin Islands.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that. I like that report card. Sound nice. You know what I mean? Seventh-day Adventist, UVI, University of Chicago. Right?
Indiana.
No, University of Chicago is on its own as University of Illinois at Chicago.
Oh, this one was just University of Chicago, and then from there, Indiana University.
Bloomington, the main campus?
Yes, Bloomington. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was that like?
Oh,
that was what was Chicago like first? Because you're going from the you went to the big city, the windy city, and then
Chicago,
you went into a rural area.
Yeah, Chicago was a bit too much for me to handle. Coming from small Virgin Islands, I like sort of like more the country, rural life. But it was a good experience getting to meet a diversity of different people, a diversity of experiences. But then definitely I really loved the Bloomington. I definitely loved the small town feel and the opportunity to meet people from all around the world, different cultures, and then take those experiences back with me.
And not only that, the main campus, right? That's the main campus in Bloomington. The university is pretty much the entire town, right?
Most of the town is made up of the university.
Yeah. That's how all those Big Ten schools out in the Midwest. That's how they are. The students have joined the chat. Could you introduce them, please?
No, I think they're still having challenges about joining.
No, the I just got a text message. It said the other guest is on now.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. So we have several students. So I'll just say their names and then they can introduce themselves.
Okay, good.
And tell you more about their experiences. So we have Shante Lewis. We have Miranda Goad. We have our Belson Mora, we have Alonzo Moore, and we have Danisha Darima.
Okay, good. Let's start with Shante. Good morning, Shante. How are you? Good morning, students. How are you?
Good morning. I believe some of the other students are having an issue, but I'm Miranda.
Good morning, Miranda. How are you?
Good morning.
Is there any way we can merge the calls?
That's what I was trying to do, but it seems like I thought it had worked, but it seems like it got kicked. Some of the students got kicked off the call when we tried to merge the call.
And all five of you are in five different locations?
I'm not with anybody else. I'm at home.
Yeah, everyone else is in a different location.
Wow. We'll have to figure out how we can make that
work.
So
what we could do is we could maybe just have each student go and maybe we could take turns calling in.
I guess everybody going to do it solo. I was hoping that we could get that group feel, but the technology ain't allowing for that this morning. Let's work with what we have. Good morning, Miranda. Introduce yourself to the audience and tell us about the Emerging Science Program and your experience.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Miranda Goad. I've graduated now, but I was a student at the University of the Virgin Islands. And I did the Emerging Caribbean Scientist Program for two summers, so last summer and the year before. They were both great experiences for me. So the first year that I did it, it's a simple process to become part of it where you just fill out a really easy application. You do a short little write-up about a page long talking about what your career interests are. So mine is in marine science. So they placed me with the Seas Islands Alliance program, which is a collaborative group that is working. We have a USVI hub, but there's also work with universities in Puerto Rico as well as in Guam. So when I did my work, I got placed in the Grimes lab with Dr. Kristen Wilson Grimes, and I worked on mangrove restoration. And my work include using motion sensor trail cameras to look at the animal activity in the mangrove forest on St. Thomas, which had previously hadn't been looked at. So I think we have like common knowledge of what we see in the mangroves. Like we'll see iguanas and we'll see mongoose and birds, but to actually have it documented hadn't been done before. So it's really interesting to see the variety of animals that we saw there. And then the following year, I worked at the Department of Fish and Wildlife under Dr. Sanai Hatist, and my research there included comparing different methods to assess the fish populations and diversity, which was they use that information to get an idea of like what the fish groups are when they're considering like the catch limits for fishermen. So they were just comparing what are the best methods to assess that when you're considering what's the best way to go about setting those catch limits for the fishermen. So that's the brief overview of the work that I did.
And that entailed two summers?
That was in two summers, yes.
Okay, good. Where'd you go to high school at?
St. Peter and Paul.
St. Peter and Paul. Okay. That's nice. And now you're a UVI graduate?
Now I'm a UVI graduate, and in the fall I will be starting their master's program as well.
Now, you graduating tomorrow, or you graduate already?
I technically got my diploma in December, but I will be walking across the stage. I believe graduation is next week.
That's right. Next week, May the 9th. Yeah. You're right. Congratulations, Ms. Gold.
Thank you.
Nah, man, this is awesome. You know what I'm saying? So you're going right into class, right back into class. You ain't getting the brain a chance. While you're walking out, you're taking advantage of it while you're functioning.
I signed myself up for more work, and I'm currently working at the university looking at fish life history. So I really didn't even give myself much of a break.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. And so what are you going to do during the summer?
Probably continue to work, which has been great. Honestly, it doesn't even feel like working because it's what I love to do. So awesome. No complaints from me.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And where do you aspire to be after you knock out that master's, which is going to happen?
I think after the master's, I'd like to take a break, but I'm considering continuing my education and potentially getting my PhD. That would be the dream goal. I don't know. We'll see where life takes me at that point. That's a good few years out.
Yeah. Talk about the actual school experience and meeting students and exchanging ideas and all that good stuff.
Yeah. I think my favorite thing is just the community. Like, I am doing work that I love, but everybody that I worked with at the university as part of ECS has been supportive. They've like given me great direction when I have questions on not just like the work that we're doing, but also like future career wise, like how do I proceed? What are some ideas? What are things I need to consider, especially as a student who like nobody in my family had gone to college before. I'm the first student in my family doing that.
Oh man, so congrats, this is all like uncharted territory.
So everybody has been really great and helpful when I have questions about going to graduate school and like what I need to look out for, what I need to consider for financing and all types of things. So the community is really great in supporting students that way.
No, that's awesome. At what point did you realize that this was your calling, or this is something that you could embrace and that you liked, if not loved?
Well, marine biology is something I have loved since I was a kid. But I had always heard like, oh, they don't make any money, which is really not that true. But it took me a few years to come back around to the idea. I had moved to the States. I was living in Maine, working. And then I just kept coming back to it. I kept like, my interests were always like, I'd be watching documentaries. I'd be going to aquariums. And I'm like, I always wanted to finish my degree, because I had gotten my associates in the States, but I wanted to get my bachelor's. And so after a few years, and I was like, you know what? This is not really what I want to do. I'm going to try to pursue this, and see where it goes. And it's just been a straight track since, and has been the best decision I have made.
No, that's awesome. I got some advice for you. One of my colleagues, because we do a talk show on Monday with former senators, he educated me on a program that the U.S. government, General Electric, NASA, and certain agencies had gotten into in St. John back in 1969. The name of the program is Tech Tight. See if you could Google that. TEKTITE. Tech Tight. And they had marine biologists submerged off of St. John, and they were doing a lot of research. They actually had, they did it in 69, and they did it again in 1970. So as a marine biologist, that's a suggestion to you to check that out. You might like that one.
Yes, okay? I wrote it down. I'll check them out.
Yeah, Tech Tight, TAKTITE. And they did it off of Lamashore Bay over there in St. John. And it was when I read about it, it was just an awesome experience. So, you know, we've been involved in a lot of things here in the Virgin Islands. You know, I want to thank you very much, Ms. Gold. I pronounced it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Congratulations. Enjoy that special walk next week. You got 8 more days until you actually graduate. You don't get a paper already. So we're good with that. And nice talking to you this morning. Okay?
All right, Dee. Nice talking to you, too. Thank you for having me on.
You got it, Ms. McSween. You don't go anywhere, okay? You stay right there. Okay? We're going to take a break right now. Listen to Analyze This. Coming to you from St. Thomas this morning. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With 2 locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
The PBS NewsHour has a rich legacy of in-depth reporting and strong storytelling.
Only 4 people have sat in that chair before us, and the enormity of this moment is not lost on me. People turn to us because they know they can hear from trusted sources of information and news.
That won't change a bit, even as the faces behind the desk change.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Bennett.
And I'm Amna Nawaz.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Next time on Making North America.
This is not the easiest thing in the world.
10,000 years ago, our continent was locked in ice.
So how did we get here?
It's hard to imagine somebody crossing even one ice field like this.
What challenges did we face? And how did we turn the rocks of our homeland into riches?
This thing is phenomenal.
Making North America on Nova.
Tune in May 1st at 10 p.m. on WTJX-TV Channel 12.
And we're back here on Analyze This, and we've got Dr. McSween joining us from the UVA Emerging Scientist Program. Good morning, Dr. McSween. How are you? Looks like we may have lost Dr. McSween. Let me see if we could get it. The engineer them to link the one up again. Okay. McSween, are you there? I have to talk to my engineer here. Okay. Good morning, Dr. McSween. How are you? Do we have another student that has joined us this morning from the UVA Emerging Scientist Program? I'm not hearing anything at all. Danny, see if you could link me with one of the callers, because I'm not hearing Dr. McSween or I'm not hearing any of the other students. Good morning, caller. You on the line? Looks like the caller hung up. But I'm trying to get in contact with her. See if we could get Dr. McSween back on the line so she could kind of co-host me talking with the students who are in the Emerging Scientist Program, which seems to be a pretty cool program that exists at the university. I'm going to pull this up now to see if I could get some background information on the... Bam, bam, bam. Somebody texted me. Hold on there. UVA Emerging.
Hi, we're back.
Okay. There we go. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Dr. McSween. I was able to get three other students on.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. So introduce themselves. Yeah. So you got the group hook up for us, Dr. McSween. Thank you very much.
One person is still missing, but we have right now Shante, Danisha, and R. Belson.
Okay,
Shante,
let me,
you can go ahead.
Okay, let me get the names here. Shante Lewis, that's the name?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good morning, Ms. Lewis. Welcome to Analyze This. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. So let me put in your name. Let me get the other student's name one time. Who are there? The other two students.
We have Danisha Darima.
Danica.
Danisha.
Danisha. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's her last name?
R. Belson. Darima. D-E-R-I-M-A.
Yeah. I know that last name there. Okay, Danisha Darima. Okay, and let me get the other student.
R. Belson Mora.
Belson.
R. Belson.
I got the last name.
R. Belson is his first name, and then Mora is his last name.
Al Belson?
R. Belson.
Okay, good. Mora. Okay, good. All righty. So we got that, and hopefully we can get the other student. Ms. Lewis, good morning. Sorry about that, but we're just trying to get our logistics together. Welcome to Analyze This. Talk about the Emerging Scientist Program, if you will.
Good morning. Do you just want me to tell you just my experience?
Yeah. Just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background and why the Emerging Scientist Program has worked out well for you.
Okay. Well, hi, my name is Shante. I'm currently a graduate student at Duke University. And when I was a student at UVI, this was like the first time that I really considered doing research as a career. And so I found out about the ECS program that they had based on a talk that they gave. And so I wanted to apply for it, and I applied to be to work with Dr. Alice Stanford. And I worked with her for my entire undergraduate career. She was a phenomenal mentor. And so ECS really helped to mold me into the scientist that I am today. They gave me the opportunity to conduct research in my home university, and they also were really instrumental in allowing us to go to other schools in the summer to conduct summer internships so we could get more experiences in labs that were like much in universities that were much larger than UVI, that had a lot more tools that we don't have. And so they really would push us to like apply for those programs so that we could have a wider range of experience. And they helped you to craft your personal statements, and they like helped, they looked over your application and stuff like that. Like, there was never a moment where you were left floating. They're always helping you. And then once I graduated UVI, my relationship with Dr. Stanford, like, she's still like my favorite mentor. We still talk. And when I was trying to get into grad school, she was always with me and always trying to help me move forward, even when I wanted to give up, because it is a it is an uphill battle trying to get into grad school. Dr. Stanford, she really believed in me, and she helped me to get to where I am today. Like, she pushed me into like different programs that would help my application when I was applying for grad school, and she wrote me beautiful letters. And so, yeah, I feel like without ECS and without Dr. Stanford, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. So,
okay, so you're currently in Duke University?
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's in Durham, right?
Yes, it is.
Have you ever been to Cameron Indoor Studio?
No.
You know, Duke University got one of the high profile basketball programs in all of college basketball. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to know if you ever went to Cameron Indoor Stadium, so I could officially label you as a Cameron crazy. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't make it over there yet. Talk about the transition from UVI here in the beautiful Virgin Islands to Durham, North Carolina, which is part of the Research Triangle.
So I think because they made us, they were like, because they were so instrumental and adamant about us doing summer research programs, it wasn't the biggest transition for me, because I'd already been to several schools, several universities in the States, and completed like 10-week summer internships there. So it wasn't the biggest transition to come to Duke. I think the thing that was the weirdest for me was the fact that now I have all four seasons. That was the biggest transition.
That's awesome.
But research-wise, I felt pretty prepared.
Let me ask this question. Was that the first time you saw snow? Live and in person?
Yes.
When you went to Duke?
Yes.
Wow.
The year before I went to Duke, because before I did a prep program, which is a postdoc at UNC Chapel Hill, which Dr. Stanford also sent me the information for that. So I did that first, and that's the first time I saw snow.
Okay, that's an awesome experience. I remember the first time I saw snow. I was 18 years old. In New York City, in Queens, New York. I was like, wait, what is this on my shoulder? And when I realized the flakes started coming down in greater numbers, I said, I'm experiencing snow. That's a beautiful thing. Well, you know, that's awesome. The experience that you went through there, Ms. Lewis, let me go now to Danisha DeRima. Good morning, Mr. Rima. Welcome to Analyze This. How are you? Mr. Rima?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Rima. How are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Analyze This. Introduce yourself and talk a little bit about the Emerging Scientist Program and your experience in it.
Okay, well, my name is Danisha DeRima. I'm currently a senior majoring in psychology at the university, and I've been in ECS since my sophomore year of college. Being in ACS really has like opened some doors for me, being able to really figure out really what I want to do with my degree and what path that I would want to go in the next few years. For me in the program, I've gotten to travel off island like a few times, being able to like connect with different people within the science community. I've also got to do research last summer at Michigan State University. So I got that application through ECS, and I was able to like apply, and then got the offer to spend a few months there. It really has opened like a lot of doors for me because I really didn't know what direction that I wanted to go in like the field of psychology, and really now I know what I want to do and like, how I can be able to create a game plan. I also have been able to get really, really amazing mentors. Being able to have more of a personalized relationship versus an academic advisor that would have like a ton of other students and then you included, so you really want to get to build that relationship with them.
That's awesome. So Michigan State, East Lansing, up in Michigan?
Yeah, that's East Lansing.
And that's where did you go? You said you spent some time there?
Yes, so I was there last year, May till like the ending of July going into August.
Okay, and that was a great experience. You liked it?
Yeah, it was really nice. That was my first time being on such a big campus.
Yeah, it's a monstrous campus, isn't it? Real big, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Oh, that's all right. You was for Danny or Toby?
Danny.
You're laughing. You think I know? You know what I'm saying? No, I don't even know something. Am I? It's a small territory. You know what I mean? Everybody knows each other. You know, when I hear the Rima, I say, that's why that Toby or Danny. So that's cool. So tell Danny Neville James I hail up when you talk to him.
Okay.
And that's good. Miss McSween, before I get to Mr. Mora, you gotta be proud of these young Virgin Islanders who aspiring to be leaders in technology and science going forward and biology.
Yes, we're very, very proud of them.
Okay, good. I was looking up here. There was a workshop. There was I'm looking at the UVI website, and I see where you were, I guess, co-hosting a session with Growth Mindset. There's a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Back in April.
As part of the UCS program, we provide professional development workshops for students during the summer and then also during the academic year. So growth mindsets, research methods, statistics, data science, so anything up and coming, we provide it for them so they can be well-trained so that once they leave UVI, they'll be able to make their mark.
This is a comprehensive thing I got going on down there at UVI, man. This is nice.
Yeah, we have like several programs, and we try to sort of build a bridge for students. So there's some programs that will try to engage students in elementary, middle school, high school, then other programs that help transition them to undergrad. Then we have programs focused on grad, and then some other of our grants also help students enter into the workforce. So we try to build a nice bridge for them into the sciences.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations with that structure. Over there, Mr. Mora, good morning. Welcome to Analyze This.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect, man. Sound nice and clear. Introduce yourself, your full name, and tell the audience about your experience in the ECS.
Okay. Well, my name is Augustin Mora. I am an undergraduate rising junior at UVI. I major in both computer science and mathematics with a minor in data science and cybersecurity. I was in ECS, the ending of my freshman year, and it was a very great experience. It was my first ever internship, well, internship basically, that I took a part of, and I really did help improve the majority of my skills that I am now using. Now, my project was basically, I worked with Dr. Smith. He was basically, the project was mostly working on a robot called the Ranger Bot. It is a marine bot, it's a marine analysis robot that basically scans the ocean for new sea life. I was in charge of adding artificial intelligence to that robot. So that was a very new, most people have not really got into that world, especially seeing how AI has been on the rise for the past couple of years. So that was a very big part of my development as an engineer. It did help the majority of my skills that I now use from my other more corporate jobs that I acquired because of this.
So this has been beneficial to your growth? As it relates to education and you personally? That's cool. That's bizarre. You said Augustin? That's how you pronounce your name?
It's Arberson, but I mostly go by Mora.
Well, Mr. Mora, thank you very much. And you're a junior, so you got one more year in on the grad program, or it's a five-year deal?
Well, I have two more years, and I'm a double major.
Yeah, double major. Okay, what's your major?
So it's going to take me an extra year to finish both requirements.
Okay, what's your double major? What's your double major, Mr. Mora?
Looks like we've lost contact there.
Breaking up on my end.
Yeah. We have. What's your double major? What's the two disciplines?
Yeah, on my end, it sounds very mumbled.
Yeah, I could hear you. I could hear you
I
perfectly.
I think you said data science and cybersecurity earlier.
Data science and cybersecurity. Okay, thank you very much, man.
A little better.
Okay. But your major is data science and cybersecurity? Look like it's still jumbled.
It's very mumbled for me, and it's very robotic.
Yeah, but you sung it absolutely perfect on my end. That's interesting. What we're going to do is I'm going to take a break. I will come back. We'll talk some more with these brilliant students at UVI, Ms. Lewis, Ms. DeRima and Mr. Mora. And I will also talk some more with Dr. McSween and talk about her.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX-FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Race is complicated. On Code Switch, we don't dumb it down for you.
And on Life Kit, we have advice on everything from money to mental health.
It's Code Switch and Life Kit from NPR.
Saturdays at 2 p.m. on WTJX FM.
And we're back here on Analyze This, and we've got Dr. McSween from UVA, along with some of the students that are part of the ECS program, which it looks real. Dr. Verlene McSween, actually, from UVA Emerging Science Program, and we're glad Emerging Caribbean Scientist Program, the ECS, and we've got Ms. Lewis, Ms. Darima, and Mr. Mora joining us as well. Good morning, Dr. McSween. Glad to have you back on.
Good morning.
Okay, good. Good morning, Ms. Lewis. Good morning, Ms. Darima. And good morning, Mr. Mora.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, that's good. Good. So, Dr. McSween, I'm looking at this who's who of colleagues that you got in this program. And we mentioned Dr. Alice Stanford. You also have with this program that we had in January, you had a chemistry research seminar with Dr. Wynette Collymore. What was that all about? Do you know?
So as part of the ECS program, we also support what are called visiting scientists from other universities mm-hmm. to come and share their research here at UVI so the students get more exposure. Through that, the scientists that are visiting, they also recruit our students to their summer programs and also to graduate school. In the case of Dr. Collymore, she's one of the new chemistry faculty that we have at UVI on the St. Thomas campus. So we also have some of the new faculty that come in share their research with the students to see if the students might be interested in potentially working with that faculty member. So right off the bat, we try to make connections between potential mentees and mentors in that research space for both the faculty and the students.
Oh, that's awesome. I see here you had a data analysis workshop with Dr. Aaron Rapp. You had a ChatGPT seminar with Dr. Benjamin Waters. You had a research study design workshop with Dr. Alice Stanford. You had a biostatistics career seminar with Dr. Gideon Zamba. I like that name, by the way. That one that does ring. You know what I mean? Gideon Zamba. I like that one. And then you had a visiting scientist, Dr. Mm-hmm. Sarah Komodre. Commodore. Yeah. They forget the O in the name here. So I didn't want to butcher it. I didn't know if it was. And you had a minimizing bias workshop with Dr. Michelle Cox, applying to MD and PhD programs workshop with Dr. Lavita Rogers, and of course the growth mindset workshop. They saved the best for last, Dr. Verlene McSween, at her workshop in April 10th. So this emerging Caribbean Scientist program, this, I tell you, when I use the word comprehensive, I will be modest. It's comprehensive and then some.
Thank you. We've had the program at the university for at least about 20 years. As I mentioned earlier, I participated in the program as well when I was an undergrad student at UVI, and I also really benefited from the program. The program offers students not only research experiences in the summer and academic year, but it also provides students with scholarships to help with tuition, mentoring. We also support student travel. So many of our students that do research in the summer or academic year, we pay for them to attend national conferences. And many of our students have actually won prizes at those conferences, including one notable one, which is the annual biomedical research conference for minority students that they have every year. And our students win prizes,
They make, you know, their name on the national stage, representing UVI and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I just got a text message from one of our longtime listeners and supporters. The text message reads, having spent close to 20 years at UVI and having served as a science grants reviewer for the NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, I can say without a doubt that the UVI science programs are among the very best in the HBCUs. The best, in fact. They always win the highest prizes. Bravo to UVI faculty and students, Dr. Gwen Molina. So congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Dr. McSween, to you and the program and fellow faculty members at the UV University, and most importantly, the students who continue to excel on a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. So let's get into some marketing. Mr. Moore, you can hear me?
I can.
Okay. Promote the program. If we get some students who are listening now or will check out the podcast later and thinking about looking at the Emerging Caribbean Scientist Program, do a promo right now. Tell them what they're looking at and how it could benefit them going forward.
Well, it is a perfect opportunity for students to actually get experience. Seeing how our islands are very small and not very, they're mostly research-based. If you really want to get your foot in the door and actually learn new skills and abilities, it is a perfect program to start with. There are the professors that are always assigned to you are very helpful. They have a lot of resources and knowledge to help you succeed. And they only really want, and they most want you to succeed in your field. So that is one of the biggest manufacturers, which is why I got in it. It's just to have that first step, which is very hard to do in such a small island. They basically do it perfectly for you. That is one of the biggest
factors. Okay. Have you done your internship yet? Or are you looking forward to doing one? Or are you going to do one now?
Oh, I currently have, I've had an internship for a while now. I work as a software engineer for two large major companies up in the state. And the reason why I got those internship was because of ECS.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Congratulations, man. So wait, you say you're a junior at UVI now?
I am a junior now, yeah.
And you're a big shot already working for these two big corporations?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I like hearing this. This does sound good. Congratulations, young man. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Mr. Rima, how are you?
I'm good. Hello.
I go do the promo ad for the ECS program, based on your experience and what other young Virgin Islands could be looking at if they were to take the step and enter into this obviously well structured and productive program.
Well, joining ECS can really help you build your resume and gain all types of different experiences, like using different data analysis software, so like R, SVS, Python. They'll be able to, you know, take you off island to get to go to these different conferences. And even, like they were saying before, a lot of people from India end up winning these big awards compared to these bigger, like, competitive Ivy League schools. So people from there would win awards, one of people from, like Yale, Harvard. And then you also do get to connect with other people that are interested in different sciences and disciplines as you. And you also do get to hear the different types of amazing research going on. So I do know of a research project where people were studying cocaine in mice to be able to look at the reward systems in the brain. So being able to join the ECS is that you get to gain all these different experiences, build skills, and then even get to really figure out what you really want to do in the near future.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Good. And like I said, that huge campus up there in Michigan. You went a good time during the year though. You went during the summer. It could get cold up there. So you know what you were doing. I like that one. Congratulations to you, Mr. Rima.
Thank you.
Miss Lewis?
Yes?
Give me a promo for the ECS program for those who may be listening and wanting to take that quantum leap into getting into something that could actually impact their lives, not just their professional careers, but your entire lives with the Eastern Caribbean Science Program.
Okay. So I think my biggest thing is you will never find a group that is more supportive and is more committed to your success than the faculty in ACF. They are going to try everything to make sure that you succeed and that you achieve your dreams. They'll get you to go to conferences. Like, you get to the conference every year, at least one. And AfriCamps changes the way it is every year, so you get to see, like, several different states. They also go to the conference that's in, they go to SACNAS or the conference that's in Washington, D.C., and I also got to go to the Benthic Ecology Conference. So you get to meet a lot of professionals from all over, and then you get to make connections, really build your network. And they support you traveling for the summer. If you don't get in, you can always do research at UVI for the summer. I did that my first year. And just really build your CV as you're working towards your goal. And they will just be behind you every step of the way. Whatever you need help with, is just with, you need someone to edit any of your CV, your personal statements, or anything like that. Like, it is a very supportive group of faculty that just want your best interest. And they, ECS is also, the research community is very small compared to everything else. And so a lot of the friends that I still have and that are close to me are friends that I made through research and through the ECS program, and that we're going on this journey together. And it's just great being able to have such a strong support system, so you know that there's always someone in your corner, and that's what ECS affords you.
That's awesome. And you mentioned Dr. Stanford was a mentor.
Yes, she was my mentor. I also changed her to my academic advisor after, because I was like, she was so supportive. I was like, I need this lady on every part of my life.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Ms. McSween, your fellow faculty members, are you got a good working relationship?
Oh, sorry, can you repeat your question?
Excuse me?
I asked if you could repeat your question. Sorry.
Oh, you got a good relationship. The faculty members, y'all work together in tandem to make the sum of the parts making for an awesome awesome whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the faculty and researchers and staff that we have that are associated with ECS, they come from a variety of different disciplines, as you heard, computer science, physics, biology, chemistry, psychology. And then in addition to that, we also have researchers that write grants. And so the work that the students are doing are supported by several federal agencies. So we have some supported by NASA, some supported by National Science Foundation, some supported by National Institutes of Health. And then we also have private donations. So if there's anyone who's listening, who's excited about the work that we're doing, you can contact the Office of Institutional Advancement at UVI, or just Google Give to UVI, and then you can give to Emerging Caribbean Sciences Program, so that way we can support the work. Because a lot of the federal agencies, they may have restrictions on students being permanent residents, for example, or U.S. citizens. So through some of the private donations, we also support some of the students that are at UVI that might be from maybe CINCUS or NEVIS who also want to do research. So we try to be as inclusive as possible in terms of the faculty and the kind of work that students can do, but also the kinds of students that can participate in the work as well.
You mentioned NASA?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We have students supported by NASA. Some of our students spend their summer at NASA facilities doing research there. And then we also have the Edelman Observatory on St. Thomas, where some of the students do research on sort of aeronautical type things as well, and astronomy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, don't forget, remember I told Ms. Gold about that project that was done on St. John in 1969, and NASA was one of its principal sponsors, the Tektite project over there on St. John. It involved successive teams of scientists living in an underwater habitat anchored on the seafloor about 15 meters down off the coast of St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands for periods of 10 to 20 days at a time. So let Ms. Gold know. I wonder if it could be something that she would really...
Some of the mentors in marine biology are associated with some of those projects. Some of them, I think it's called the Veers on St. John, and some of them do research in those areas as well.
No, that's awesome.
One of the things I love about the ECS program as well and the researchers is that a lot of the work that they do is place-based. So they're things that are relevant to the Virgin Islands. So we have... researchers that are supported by like EPSCoR grants, and they study things like the sea turtles that are here, the native seagrasses. They study mangroves. They study the change in the climate. Some study also like runoff as well in the territory, oceanography. So there's just a wide array of research, but a lot of
what about the coral reefs? Study that as well.
Yes, we have researchers that study the coral reef. Particularly one notable researcher is Dr. Marilyn Brandt, and she studies coral disease. And she's an expert in her field, and she sits on different government panels giving advice and counsel about how to manage coral disease in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
That's awesome. Dr. McSween, and soon-to-be doctors down the road, Lewis... DeRima and Maura, thank you very much for joining us and analyzing this morning, and continued success going forward with all of your endeavors, okay?
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Nah, man, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, students. Be good and be safe, okay? We'll take a break and be back right after this on Analyze This, coming to you from St. Thomas this morning. Be back right after this.
Are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.